was very brave. He grinned. Hell, bravery didn't have anything to do with it. I was shit-faced. Do you know what happened to Carmen? Nope. Guess she disappeared in the scuffle. And you haven't seen her since? Nope. How about the missing male witness? Mrs. Santiago said there was a man with a flattened nose. I remember seeing him, but that's about it. Would you recognize him if you saw him again? Probably. Do you think there's anyone else in the building who might know more about the missing man? Edelman was the only other person who got a good look at the guy. Is Edelman a tenant here? Edelman was a tenant here. He got hit by a car last week, right in front of the building. Hit and run. My stomach gave a nervous flutter. You don't suppose Edelman's death ties into the Kalesa murder, do you? No way of knowing. I thanked Kuzak for his time and took the stairs slowly, enjoying the buzz from his secondary smoke. It was close to noon, and the day was heating up. I'd gone with a suit and heels this morning, trying to look respectable and trust-inspiring. I'd left the windows rolled down when I'd parked in front of Carmen's building, half hoping someone would steal my car. No one had, so I slouched behind the wheel and finished off the Fig Newtons I'd filched from my mom's pantry. I hadn't found out a whole lot from Carmen's neighbors, but at least I hadn't been attacked or fallen down a flight of stairs. Morelli's apartment was next on my list.